If you've got your Bible, turn to Mark chapter 11 this morning. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, I want to begin reading at verse 12, go through 14, then we'll jump over to verse 19 and just try to mind the Lord this morning as we try to preach the Word of God. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. And He'll help us. If He don't, He won't be to no avail. But we thank God that He's always there for us because He promised He'd never leave us or forsake us. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 said, "On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, He was hungry. And seeing a fig tree far off, having leaves, He came, if haply He might find anything thereon. And when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And His disciples heard it." Verse 19, "And when evening was come, He went out of the city. And in the morning He passed by, He saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance, saying unto Him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." So look at this morning. I'd like to preach for just a little while, if God be my help, on this thought, the Lord's promise. The Lord's promise. I thank God when God makes us a promise, amen, in His Word, He always stands true to His Word. God's Word cannot lie. Amen. It's absolute truth, absolutely. And we thank God for this. And the Bible tells us here in this story, He tells us about the Lord Jesus and His walk on earth. And I tell you, I've told you many, many times, I love the book of Mark because it's a book of action. It's a book that gets going and don't stop till the end. Amen. And praise God. And the end just points us to the finale when this thing's all said and done. And boy, what a blessing it is. But we see the Lord as He goes up, as He comes from Bethany, He's hungry. And He sees a fig tree on the side of the road, and He stops and He goes over to it. Happily, He might find anything thereon. And when He came to it, the Bible said He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. So Jesus answered unto it, amen. And now I looked at this and I thought, well, that's pretty amazing. It said, "And Jesus answered and said unto it." It's as if the fig tree spoke to Him. Amen. Did you ever think about that? That fig tree spoke to Him. You say, how did it speak to Him? Because He was creator of everything. Amen. He was the creator of everything. He created that tree for His glory. All the things we see in this world, praise God, is for His glory. I was reading this as I was up in West Virginia the other day, and I was thinking about how good God is. And there's nothing like sitting out somewhere in God's creation and just magnifying God for how great He is. Amen. If God created all this, praise God, and allowed us to be partakers with it, how much more does He have for us over there? Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I love it so much. I get to see the goodness. We get to see the goodness of God, the hand of God that ministers to us. He shows us through creation how much He loves you and I. Amen. And I can see as He speaks to this tree, and He answered and said unto it, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." And His disciples heard it. So what was He saying? Well, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, He said, the verse, last part of that verse, it said, "All things were created by Him and for Him." So this tree was created by God. And this created tree was created for God. You say, well, preacher, it says that it wasn't the time of the figs. Amen. But praise God, I want to say, when is the time right? Amen. When is the time right to be pleasing to our Savior? We ought to seek all the days of our life to be pleasing unto Him, to lift up His name and give Him glory for all He does. But the Bible tells us in verse 19, "And when it was evening, and He went out of town, and in the morning, He comes back through." In the morning, Jesus comes back, and He said, as they passed by, they, Him and all the disciples, saw the tree dried up from the roots. Now we see this tree that was alive and vibrant the day before, and Jesus said, "No man eat out of you forever." Amen. He said, it's a done deal. He said, if you're not going to be pleasing to me, amen, you can't be pleasing men. If you can't furnish nutrient for me, he said, you can't feed somebody. Now he was trying to teach to the, speak to the disciples' hearts. Amen. As Israel, we see them as a nation that was spiritually bankrupt. They were spiritually dead. Amen. Nationally, they were deprived of those things. Spiritually, they were deprived of what God was trying to give them. So nationally and spiritually, the nation of Israel wasn't looking for the things of God. Amen. They wasn't expecting, even though the Lord said, look for the Messiah was coming, they wasn't expecting Him. Amen. If you're not expecting Him, you'll not see Him. I won't say He's coming again, Brother Bill. Jesus said, I'm coming. He can't come again. The angel said, just like He went up, He'll come back. Amen. And I'm expecting till He comes. But I won't say this, Mark. We're not expecting Him. We won't see Him when He comes. Amen. We're out to miss Him. I was thinking about that. We go to visit. Hey, one time my uncle drove all the way from North Carolina to West Virginia. Amen. Stopped in to see my brother. They were gone to town, so he didn't see them. He left a note. I was here and you're gone. Now you're here and I'm gone. He come back to the house. You have to know my uncle. That's just the way he was. Amen. He was peculiar that way. But if somebody's not expecting you, if you're not expecting when he comes, praise God, you'll not see him. Amen. Now, if they would have been expecting him to come, they'd have been there waiting. They would have anticipated about the time that he would come, and they would have been waiting for him to get there. Amen. I won't say today, if we ain't expecting Jesus to come, praise God, we might miss him when he gets here. Amen. You say, well, how are you going to get be expecting? Praise God, you expect him come any day. We're looking for him come. We expect him come even today. Amen. Yeah, preacher, we've been hearing that for all my life. Yeah, praise God, one day he'll step out of the cloud with a trumpet and a shout and a go up hither, and we'll leave out of here. And he'll come back in the clouds to take us to be with him where he is. And boy, what a day that's going to be. But we see him as he cursed this tree and said it was dried up from the roots. Now that root says, think about the roots of this fig tree. The root is that place that you can't see. Amen. You might say that that root is that secret place that nobody expects, nobody looks at, nobody can visualize. But that's where all the nutrients come from. Amen. And when the roots dried up, praise God, see what Jesus was trying to teach them, what he was trying to instruct them? He said, if that tree can't be pleasing to me, he said, if your life's not pleasing to me, praise God, you can't be pleasing to no one else. We're trying to satisfy people in this world, in the flesh, praise God, without the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. Hello? We've got to have the Lord in our heart. We've got to love Him, please Him, praise God. And you get to please the Lord Jesus Christ with your life and your actions and your reactions. Praise God, you'll get to pleasing everybody else around you. Amen. And those folks that's lost, praise God, they'll see a way to get in. They'll see what it's like to be saved. Amen. Live an example and live in large before them. They might see Christ in us. What we see here is true barrenness. Amen. It deals with that spiritual barrenness, that true barrenness, amen, that only God can talk about. Only God knows. He knows when you're barren in your spirit. He knows the dividing asunder soul and spirit just exactly where we are with Him. Amen. You may kid yourself, you may kid your family, you may kid your pastor, but you'll not kid God. You'll not fool Him. He knows where you are. Amen. We're living day and hour. People go to the house of God and they'll live just like Jesus. But we get out in the world, praise God, and we just live just like the world. We can't play both sides of the street, praise God. We need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be producing fruit, praise God, while we can. Brother Scott read the Sunday school lesson this morning. He said, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Amen. We need to take full advantage of the time that we have. Amen. You need to take full advantage of the time you have to be a witness for the Lord, to let your light shine, praise God, in the darkness of this world, that folks might see you and be compelled to come in. Praise God. But we see it. We see here this tree had dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remember, saying unto him, Master, behold the tree, the fig tree which thou cursest, is withered away. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, that part that we can't see, the roots is dried up. He said, this thing doesn't have any essence of life in it. I want to say our Christian life ought to have an essence of life. Amen. He said, we're died out to sin and become alive in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Holy Spirit of God moves in and He takes up His abode and He lifts us up, praise God, and illuminates our hearts. Amen. Got a light shining in me. Amen. It overcomes the darkness. It drives it away. Praise God. I want to ask you, do you have a light shining in your heart? Jesus said, praise God, He offered us a promise that we could have that light of life in us. So Peter called this to his remembrance. And and Jesus answering saith unto him, verse 22. Now listen to what Jesus said. He said, have faith in God. In other words, Jesus said, hey, listen, that tree let me down. This world let me down. The people around you let you down, praise God. But He said, we got to have our faith in the Father. Our faith can't be in things of this world. Our faith has to be has to be in God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God who moves in our heart and takes us places, praise God. That's so sweet we can tell about it. Amen. Boy, it just keeps getting sweeter farther on. Amen. Praise God. We see God moving in our hearts, moving in our lives and doing things for us that we can't do for ourselves. And boy, what a blessing. Because we put our faith in the Father. I want to ask you this, boy, who's your faith in? If your faith is in somebody, you're going to be disappointed. Amen. If your faith is in something, you'll be disappointed. But praise God, if your faith is in the Lord, praise God, you'll never be disappointed. Amen. Now, things may not happen exactly in our lives like we'd like it to happen or like we would expect it to happen. But I believe God's got higher expectations for you and I. His thinking is bigger than our thinking. He's seeing a big picture, praise God. We're just looking at a little bitty spot. He sees the whole finished product of your life. He sees the whole finished product of my life. Amen. And He's lifting us up, praise God, to make us a part, make Him part of that life. Praise God. I thank God for that. He goes on and He says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Amen. You know what God's telling, what Lord Jesus is telling us there, praise God. He said it's time to remove the obstacles. Amen. He said if you've got obstacles in your life, He said you need to speak it. You know what that does? When we've got obstacles in our life, it don't matter what it is that's hindering our spiritual life, praise God. He said we need to speak it out. Amen. Even to the point of there's a mountain, an obstacle in your way, praise God. Just say, Lord, move this mountain. Amen. But you know, I got to think about that. When I was sitting up there in the woods, praise God, sometimes you get up on the mountain. Now, my brother, Brother Bill, sent me up on the mountain one morning. He said, oh, you need to go up there on the mountain in the morning. Praise God. Said, it's going to be good. The wind's only supposed to be between 5 and 7 miles an hour. Oh, I said, it'll be a pretty morning. Cold down in the 20s. Said, it'd be a good day to be on the mountain. So I got up, loaded up, got on the four-wheeler, went to the top of the mountain, got up in that tree, and that wind was gusting 25, 30 miles an hour if it was blowing at all. Amen. That tree was a whipping back and forth. I was in a pine tree that big, and boy, she was a moving. I come out of there about dinner, coming back to the house, got me some lunch. My brother come in, praise God. I said, listen, I said, if you put me on that mountain, praise God, I said, I couldn't have shot nothing if it fell under the tree. Amen. Amen. But I got to thinking up there on the mountain, praise God. If we ain't careful, we get the longing for the mountain. Instead of getting that mountain out of our way, praise God, that mountain, that obstacle becomes a part of our life. So instead of saying, Lord, move that mountain, we'll say, Lord, boy, that'd be a pretty place for a cabin. Be a pretty place for me to hang out here in this world. Be a pretty place I could look out and see it all. Amen. But God didn't say that. He said, if that mountain's an obstacle in your life, praise God. He said, you just need to say, Lord, move this mountain and cast it out of my way. You know what Jesus said? He said to say unto, I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Amen. That word say means to speak out. Now I'm going to get right here. Now listen very carefully. When we got obstacles in our life, it's up to you and I to recognize those obstacles. If ain't something that's hindering you and I, praise God, we've got to get rid of that in our life so we can move up closer to the Lord. Because that obstacle's keeping us away from Him. Amen. So He said, you know what? He said, you need to just cry out to the Lord. Say it out loud. Maybe go to an old-fashioned altar, Brother Don, and say, Lord, I mean in an audible voice. And say, Lord, this obstacle that's a holding me back. Amen. This mountain that's in front of me, this mountain that's hindering my approach, Lord, I want you to move this mountain. Amen. You know what that does? That puts it out there, praise God. It puts it out there for everybody to see. Everybody to be a witness of. That you got, hey man, it's easy to say, Lord, you know, and then only you know what you're talking about. But praise God, when we see that there's an obstacle, that mountain in our way, your mountain's in your way, praise God, and you say, Lord, I want you to move this mountain. Amen. And all the church folk are witnesses. You know why? You know what happens then? Praise God, they get to look and say, glory to God, He's expecting God to move that mountain. We've in this church, praise God, we've seen mountains, we've seen obstacles come up in our church life, situations, health, and everything else. Praise God, and we've come together, said it out loud, praise God, we want you to move this mountain. And praise God, God has reached down, praise God, with the mighty hand of God and swept that mountain out of the way. Amen. Glory to God. He said, if you'll just speak it, believe in it, praise God. He said, and you know, you believe, praise God, when you say it out loud. Amen. It's easy to whisper it. Amen. To yourself. Amen. It's easy to whisper it when you're alone in the closet. But praise God, when we cry it out to the rooftop and say, God, there's something in my way. There's an obstacle between you and me. And I want it moved out of the way. There's probably people here this morning. There's some obstacles in our life. There's obstacles in all of our lives that need to be moved out of the way. And what we need to do, praise God, just call them out to God. Ask God to remove these obstacles out of the way. Praise God. That's what He said. Lord's promised us He'd do these things for us. He said, if we just call it out, cry out to it. If you look at James with me, James chapter 5. James chapter 5, he said, in verse 13, he said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. He's talking about unselfishly praying for somebody else. How many times do we pray for ourselves? How many times do we pray for somebody else? Amen. He said, you may be healed. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Praise God. He said, when we pray, he said, if there's any obstacles in the way, praise God, he said, come to the Lord and call them out. Amen. Praise God. Just say, Lord, there's an obstacle. Hey, so many of our family, there's drugs, there's alcohol, there's illicit sex, there's everything in this world that's obstacles to God's people. But praise God, if we'll call them out to the Lord, He'll hear and answer our prayers. He'll move those obstacles and help us get close to the Lord. Closer than we've ever been, praise God. You say, preacher, why do you always say that? Because I want to be as close to Him as I can get when He comes to get me, so I won't have so far to go. Amen. When that shout drum goes out, praise God, I want to be ready. I'd like to be jumping and be about that high off the ground when He hollers for me. Amen. When that trumpet sounds, Brother Robert, I'd like to be already in the air. Praise God. Expect until He comes. But He said, the frequent, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now He said, that effectual means to produce an effect. Amen. I want to say, when we cry out to God from the innermost part of our being, cry out with our lips and our heart, praise God, amen, it creates an effect. Praise God. He said that fervent prayer, effectual fervent prayer, that prayer that we pray without ceasing, that we pray again and again and again, believing that God is going to hear and answer that prayer. How many times do we pray? And after a little while, we just forget. Or we give up. Amen. I want to say, praise God, when it comes to the loved ones, when it comes to our life and our relationship with the Lord, never quit praying. Praise God. Just keep praying. Keep lifting the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man. That's that man that's righteous in the eyes of God. Not in the eyes of the world, not in our own eyes, but in the eyes of God that's doing right. Amen. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of righteous hypocrites in the world. Amen. We try to put on a front. I guess you might say we're good actors. Hollywood has taught us how to act well. Amen. But we're not supposed to be acting. We're supposed to be living for the Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up His precious name that we might encourage others along the way. Amen. Glory be to God. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It shows us what God's done and what God wants to do in our lives. The movement that He has in you and I. Amen. That our faith might be grown, might get bigger and bigger, praise God. The Lord's promised that it could if we'll just pray and believe in it. God does hear and answer prayer. Amen. You believe that, don't you? Amen. I believe everybody in here believes God hears and answers prayer. Amen. And God's a listening for us. He inclines to us to hear, praise God, our prayers, our supplications, so that He can act upon those, so He can help us and give us that we need to be encouraged within ourselves. Amen. Why? Because we need to grow in our faith. Amen. Jesus asked the question, Luke 18:8. He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? The Lord asked that question. He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith? He said, is there going to be any faithful in the world when He comes? Amen. You say, preacher, how do you classify yourself as faithful? Those that's looking for Him to come. Amen. Those are faithful folks that's expecting the Lord to come because He said He would. Amen. I'm expecting Him to come. How about you? I'm looking for Him to come. Praise God. But the Lord said we just got to keep the faith. Hold on to that faith. Remember when He was talking to Peter, when He was telling about He's going to have to go up and all the things that's going to happen to him. And we see that Jesus told Peter, said, you got to just keep the faith. Jesus said to Peter in Luke 22:31-32, He said, Simon, Simon. Now it just shows you how neat it was for Simon to hear what the Lord was going to say. He spoke His name twice. He wanted to get him attention. He wanted to know that He was talking to him. How many times in the Word of God, praise God, have you read a verse of Scripture or you pondered on it, a song or a Scripture's come to your mind while you was out somewhere in the field or here about, amen, and all of a sudden God, like He says, He calls your name out and He says, Chris, Chris, pay attention, amen. How many times has God got your attention? And you say, yes, Lord. And boy, He began to just speak to you and let Him know how much He loves you, how much He'll help you, how much, praise God, He's going to be there for you. Amen. No matter what's taking place, He said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He said, Simon, the devil desires to have you. He wants to shake you out. He said, hey, listen, if you'll let me shake him out, I'll show you what's real. Amen. I believe God got some of us up to and shook us out. Praise God. He'll be able to see what's real and what's not. Amen. The devil comes along, shakes us up. He's able to see, show God what's real and what's not. Amen. Praise God. I want everything about me to be about Him. It'd all be real. Praise God. But Jesus goes on and says in verse 13, he said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He said, Satan's desired to have you. They sift you as wheat. But he said, Peter, He said, I've prayed for you that your faith would stay strong. Amen. That's why he went in the garden. He'd say, he left them, he went a little ways, he'd come back and they was asleep. And he shook, he woke him up. He said, could you not pray just a little while? Amen. Could you not pray that God would stay with you, to be with you, that you'd stay with your faith? You wouldn't give up and you wouldn't give in. Because he knew what was coming. Amen. I want to say today, God knows what's coming in your life and mine. He knows what we're up against. And he's there to help us, praise God. But he said, your faith, that thy faith fail not. But then he goes on and says, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. He said, praise, I pray that your faith would stay strong. He said, when you've converted, he said, when you've turned around, when you've turned back. Amen. Because he knew his faith would get weak and he'd turn away. I want to say, praise God, when we feel our faith getting weak, instead of turning away, praise God, we ought to run to the Lord. Fall on our faith, because you're never stronger when you're on your knees in front of God, crying out to the Lord and asking him to help you. Amen. In that moment of travail, that moment of pain, that moment of anguish, that moment of weakness. Amen. We all have them, don't we? Every one of us have moments of weakness when we give in to this old flesh. Praise God, but this old flesh is just a vile carcass that we live in. That inner part of man, that soul and that spirit, that's who you are. Amen. And when that old flesh rises up, praise God, we ought to say, listen, flesh, I know you. Amen. I'm not going to let you be that man that I am, praise God. Amen. It makes all the difference in the world. We mortify the deeds of the flesh, put them to death, so that the deeds of that saved man, that inner man, can shine forth victorious. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I just don't have enough faith for that. The Bible said he gave you all the faith you need. Amen. The Bible said that God has gave every one of us a measure of faith. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, last part of that verse, he says, according as God hath dealt to every man, not a, but the measure of faith. Amen. God said, I've give you enough to activate your faith. Praise God. He said, I give you a measure, your measure, the measure that I want you to have of faith. He said, we just have to take that measure of God and believe on the Lord. No matter what's happening, praise God, just take that measure of faith that he gives us, praise God, and just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. See, that is the recipe for finding the Lord's promise, for seeing the Lord's promise that he's made unto us. And he's got exceeding great and precious promises that he wants us to have and partake of. Amen. I'm talking about promises that's out of this world. Our mind, our little finite mind can't get around. But praise God, God Almighty has big promises that he has made to you and I. And God don't renege on a promise. Amen. Praise God. The promise will be fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You say, well, how do we receive these promises? Let me just give you three things right quickly. Three things on how to receive the promise of God. And number one is in our performance. We need to be performing. If we look at James, James chapter 5, I read in your hearing, we see how God moves, amen, us to performance. He said that we got to be moved, we got to be activated by the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said we have to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed, amen. Healed of that iniquity, healed of the sin, healed of the harshness, the bitterness, amen, the things that's in our life. Because he said that effectual fervent prayer, amen, that effective continuous prayer that we have, amen, of a righteous man. That's when we're seeking the righteousness of God, we're seeking to live for Lord Jesus Christ. And said, that's our performance. God's a looking, amen, at our performance. Men in the world, men around us, family members, they're seeing our performance. Amen. How are you performing today? Amen. I want to perform, praise God, in a way that God can be pleased with. Amen. Lifting up my Savior, living, praise God, like my Jesus, as an example of Him to a lost mile. I fell short, don't you? I come short so many times. But praise God, I'm glad I can ask Him day by day for the strength I need, His strength to help us, to help me, help you, help all of us, praise God, to be more like Jesus. Amen. Because He's made us a promise. Praise God. If we just have faith and believe that the Lord's able, praise God, through performance, glory to God. takes to just call upon the Lord. Confessing our faults, those shortcomings we have, the things that so easily beset us, and say, Lord, please help me. Help my unbelief. Help me to be stronger for you. Praise God. Boy, I praise His holy name, don't you? God Almighty does that for us if we'll let Him. So it's not only our performance, but it's in our practice. What we practice. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, He says, pray without ceasing. How many times have you prayed and prayed, but then you finally give up on praying? You say, oh, what's the use? He says, pray without ceasing. He said, pray without giving up. Pray without giving in. Pray believing that you might receive. Amen. Verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He said, praise God, just pray without ceasing and praise the Lord and give Him thanks for all that He does for us. Amen. What is that? That's practicing our faith. Putting it to the test. Praying and asking God, believing that He hears us and believing that He'll answer our prayers. And just go ahead and give Him thanks and give Him praise, God, ahead of time for what He's about to do. I don't know how many times here lately I've prayed and asked God and just went ahead and said, Lord, thank You for what You're about to do. Thank You for the miracle You're going to perform, praise God, and I've seen it come through. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. And He says, quench not the Spirit. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll do it outside the Spirit of God. And say, Lord, Thy will be done, amen, according to Your perfect will and Your perfect plan. That's that practice of, praise God, lifting up the name of Jesus, praying and without ceasing, without giving up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we have the performance, we have the practice, but we say, I won't say in all that the reason we give up because we don't have patience. Amen. We got to have patience waiting upon the Lord. Amen. We might receive that, renew our strength, as He says in Isaiah. Lifting up the precious name of Jesus, being strong in the Lord. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians verse 2, He said, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, God says, I give you grace, I give you peace. What more could you ask? He said, God said, I'll pour out on you grace, amen, and I'll pour out on you that unmerited favor of God. And He said, because you have that unmerited favor of God, you can have peace in your heart. Peace that passes understanding. When things are going wrong, when your body's letting you down, when people's letting you down, you can lift up your hands to God and say, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise God. He said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Amen. That's growing faith. Amen. Our faith should be growing, not declining. Our faith should be getting bigger, not smaller. Expect until He come, praise God. He said, but we are bound to give God always for, thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Amen. Paul says, I'm seeing your faith getting bigger. I can see your faith growing. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Can people see your faith growing? Is people able to look at you? Can your family members, people you work with, see your faith getting bigger? Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll let the devil come along and steal that away. But poor, praise God, when we believe on God and trust in Him, praise God, our faith just gets bigger and bigger and stronger and better. He said, so that we ourselves glory in you in the church of God. Now watch this. For your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. Amen. He said, I thank God for the patience that you have, the grace and peace of God be upon you. He said, you've endured, praise God, as good soldiers of the cross. He said, I see a work of patience in you. And he said, because of a work of patience through faith, even in troublesome times, praise God, God's made you large, praise God. He's made you bigger, glory God, than those trials that you face. Amen. And He says you can have that. He said these examples in the Word of God that gives us, helps us build upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Back over in James chapter 5, in verse 10, He said, take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Amen. He said, look at the prophets who suffered, who went through things, who endured things, just as you are now. Amen. The affliction, and said, and of their patience in it, waiting upon the Lord, trusting God to bring them through. I talked to a fellow this week, and he's talking about this, a time in his life. Said, it was so dark. He said, I don't know how I made it through. But he said, now that I look back and I see, praise God, he said, I didn't, but God did. Said, He picked me up in the darkness and He carried me through, praise God. Amen. In those darkest times of our life, praise the Lord, when we can't go no farther, Jesus will take us along, praise God. He'll lift us up. He'll carry us if He needs to. He goes on James 5:11, said, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Amen. We see the patience of the Lord Jesus Christ in this as He patiently waited upon the Lord. He kept, patiently kept trusting in the Father, praise God. And the end result was Him being glorified and sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. He said, well, preacher, that was the Lord Jesus Christ, but we're heirs and joint heirs with Him. If we just endure patiently to the end, praise God, we'll sit in higher places. He said, how do we get there? Because we have a promise, the Lord's promise that He's made to us. In verse 24 of Mark chapter 11, He says, therefore I say unto you, you get that mountain out of the way. He said, you cast those things, you remove those obstacles that's in your way. And He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now I want to say something right here very, very quickly, and I'm done. We have desires in this world. We have desires in our flesh. But have you ever noticed that when you start to pray, I mean, when you really earnestly get a hold of God, that those desires change? Amen. I use my wife as an example. She likes the New Orleans Saints football team. She said, she wants to see them win. She's weirdo. But she wants to see them win. But when it comes time to pray, she don't get down and say, Lord, I pray that you'd give the New Orleans Saints the victory. No, when she gets down and pray, she said, Lord, I want you to... Her desires change. Have you ever noticed when you get in the presence of God, your desires change? So, well, I'd like to do this, or I'd like to do that, or I'd like to go here. But praise God, when you get in the presence of God, those desires change. Amen. That desire you had turns into a different desire, and you pray, praise God, believing that you have those supplications. Amen. It goes from, Lord, I want you to take the New Orleans Saints, Lord, and give them victory. The Lord, I pray for the saints of God that you touch their heart and give them victory. Amen. The desires change. And He said, when you come with desires on your heart, He's therefore saying to you whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Amen. But what you desire when you pray, those true desires, to see God move and to do things, praise God, in your life and for others. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive them. Now, He didn't say believe that you might get or you could have. He said, pray that you receive them. He said, believe that you receive them. Amen. Count it already in your possession. That's a hard thing to do, ain't it? It's hard to pray for something, praise God, some purpose, praise God, and hold on to it and say, Lord, I know that it's going to be all right. Amen. It's hard because our flesh, but because of God and His Spirit, we can believe, praise God. Jesus said, therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you see them, and ye shall have them. Amen. Faith and realization, praise God, utilizing the power of God, putting it to the test, amen, because we know that He is God, and He's promised to take care, look after me and you, amen. But He goes on in verse 25, 26, He said, but you got to be careful, because He said, if you ain't careful, He said, we'll short-circuit our faith. You ever have a short-circuited faith? He said, you can short-circuit your faith. He said, when you stand, pray, and forgive, if you have aught against any. that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Amen. He said, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. He said, in order for our prayers to be answered, for God to move upon our prayers, our supplication, what we ask, praise God, we have to come through Him. Praise God, we have to come through in faith, believing. We have to come to Him with forgiven hearts, a forgiven spirit, that He might forgive us and hear our prayers. Amen. There's a lot of prayers that goes up that's not getting answered because we harboring things in our heart. Amen. Unforgiveness, amen, is a hard thing. It's a bitter thing. He said, but when we get rid of that, praise God, we give it to God, we put it behind us. He said, then we can pray and God will hear our prayer. But He said, as long as we're harboring that in our hearts, amen, as long as we're harboring that bitterness in our heart. See, he was talking to them about the nation of Israel, how they had become embittered and they had a religious ceremony without the power of God in it. Amen. And he said, it's just dried up by the roots. It's having no effect. But he said, when you get rid of that bitterness and the love of God comes forward, he said, then you can pray and what you desire, praise God, God will hear and answer your prayers. Amen. He'll do that for us. Why? Because it brings glory to His name. Amen. Because we praise Him for the move that He's had on our life, the way He's moved within us, the way He's changed us, the way He's helped us, the way He's moving us, praise God, in the right direction. Amen. We stop backing up and we start going forward. Amen. We begin to progress instead of regress. We begin to fight on, praise God, instead of surrendering. Amen. We get in the race, praise God, and we race in the win for the glory of God. Amen. Why? Because God, the Lord's offered us a promise. He gave us a promise that if we have desires, if we pray and ask God, believing that God's going to hear and answer our prayers, He's going to do for us. If we've got a family member that's lost and undone without God, He said that if it's a desire in our heart and a burden in our heart, praise God, He said just pray believing that God's going to move upon them and save them. He's going to bring them out, praise God, bring them up out of that mess and that misery they're in and give us joy in our life. Every one of us has got people in our lives. Every one of us have people in our life that need be brought out of that old muck and mire that they're living in. Amen. And He says, praise God, if we come to the Lord believing, He said, believing on Him, trusting Him, He said, we can have those, we shall receive those things that we ask for. Praise God. Church, it's time that we took the Lord's promise. We relied on the Lord's promise. We believed the Lord's promise that He said, if we'll come praying, He said, if we whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. We need to come and we need to bow and we need to believe that God Almighty wants for our people, our loved ones, our kids, everybody around us, our co-workers, whatever it might be, mamas and daddies, brothers and sisters, mamas and papas, God desires for them to be saved. God desires for them to be secured, amen, in the mighty hand of a loving God. And He says, if we'll come together, it's God's promise, the Lord's promise. He said, if we pray, believe. Jesus said this. This ain't one of the disciples. This ain't even Paul. But it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if we'll pray believing, amen, the desires on our heart, how many of you got loved ones that's lost? How many of you got mamas and daddies, brothers and sisters, children that are lost? He said, if we'll come to the Lord with a desire on our hearts, a sincere desire to see them saved, and believe that He will, how many people do you know that's sick, hurting and anguish, afflictions in his old bodies. Amen. He said we need to pray believing, amen, that God's going to touch us and heal us and help us. Amen. Expect until He does that we might see the mighty hand of God. Why? Because the Lord has made us a promise in Luke chapter 11, verse 24, that if we come pray and believe, we have a lot of folks around us that are suffering in this world. A lot of people going through hardships. I've never seen it now it's prominent because everybody knows everything. Because of cell phones and the internet and all that, everybody knows everything that's going around all the time. And we see all this turmoil, all sickness and anguish and heartache in so many people around us. But boy, if we earnestly got a hold of God, got on our face and said, Lord God, I'm just going to claim Your promise. I come believing, praise God, with a desire on my heart to see my people saved. To see my children in love with God and happy in the Lord. Instead of trying to find happiness in the world. Lord, I'm looking and desiring. Please, Lord, hear my pleas. I'm expecting, God, You to do miracles. Amen. I'm expecting You to do miracles. What do you expect out of God today? What do you expect out of Him? You say, preacher, we ain't supposed to expect that. Oh, yes. That's part of faith, expecting God to move and to save and to keep us. If I didn't have an expectation, I wouldn't expect Him to keep me where I need to be till tomorrow to help me get through today. But I expect God to be with me, my Lord to be with me, the Holy Spirit to guide me so that I might not sin against God. What about you, Dad? As we stand to our feet,